This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Michael Brown. President-elect Joe Biden unveiled a $1.9 trillion coronavirus response plan Thursday evening, emphasizing the urgency of passing legislation to help Americans through the pandemic and the economic crisis. Biden's plan includes a new round of direct payments of $1,400 for most Americans, funding to promote the safe opening of schools, and mounting a national vaccine program. Also included is $400 a week in additional unemployment insurance through September. The package proposal comes at a time when more than 23 million Americans have been infected with the coronavirus and more than 388,000 people have died from COVID-19 here in the U.S. Authorities in Washington and around the nation are bracing for possible violence tied to next week's inauguration. Law enforcement authorities say they are confident of maintaining safety during the event, despite warnings about further violence. Some 21,000 National Guardsmen will be backed by hundreds of federal agents and local and state police officers. 4 years ago, the Guard deployed about 8,000 for President Trump's inauguration. After a briefing on inauguration security by top officials, Vice President Mike Pence on Thursday visited the military group already on duty. Pence also thanked the FBI for aggressively pursuing those responsible for the attack on the U.S. Capitol last week, which left five people dead. The FBI has arrested dozens of people in connection with the rioting and expects more arrests in the coming weeks. States across the country have also increased security in response to the FBI warning. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA.